Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Differences Between Generative AI and Other Forms of AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the comparison between generative and discriminative models, the various use cases for different types of AI, and the advantages and limitations of generative AI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between generative AI and other forms of AI, along with understanding their respective applications in a business context. Main content comparison with discriminative models. Generative AI and discriminative AI represent two distinct approaches in the field of artificial intelligence. Discriminative models focus on distinguishing between different classes or categories based on input data. They learn the boundaries that separate these classes, using labeled datasets to predict outcomes. For instance, a discriminative model can analyze images of cats and dogs to classify a new image as either one based on the learned features. In contrast, generative models aim to understand the underlying distribution of the data itself. They are capable of generating new data points that resemble the training data. For example, a generative model trained on images of cats and dogs can create entirely new images that look like cats or dogs, even if those specific images were not part of the training set. This fundamental difference leads to various applications and potential use cases for each type of model. Use cases for different AI types. When it comes to applications, generative AI is often used in creative fields where innovation is key. For example, businesses can leverage generative AI to create compelling marketing content, design products, or even develop video game characters. It can also be utilized in industries like fashion and music, allowing creators to explore new styles or sounds by generating variations based on existing work. On the other hand, discriminative models find their strength in classification tasks. They are widely used in areas like fraud detection, sentiment analysis, and recommendation systems. For instance, a discriminative model can analyze customer reviews to classify them as positive, neutral, or negative, providing valuable insights for businesses looking to improve their products or services. As we see, the choice between generative and discriminative models largely depends on the specific needs of the business and the nature of the data being processed. Advantages and limitations of generative AI. Generative AI offers several advantages. One of the most significant benefits is its ability to create new content, which can provide a competitive edge for businesses. Additionally, generative AI can help in data augmentation, improving the robustness of machine learning models by generating diverse training data. It also allows for better personalization, as businesses can create tailored solutions for individual customers. However, generative AI is not without its limitations. It often requires large amounts of data to train effectively, which can be a barrier for smaller organizations. Furthermore, the outputs generated by these models can sometimes lack coherence or quality, necessitating further refinement. There's also the ethical concern surrounding the generation of misleading or harmful content, which businesses must navigate carefully to maintain trust with their audiences. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key differences between generative AI and other forms of AI, particularly discriminative models. We discussed their various use cases, with generative AI excelling in creative tasks and discriminative models dominating classification scenarios. Additionally, we examined the advantages and limitations of generative AI, highlighting its potential to transform business practices while also acknowledging the challenges it presents. By understanding these concepts, you are better equipped to recognize which type of AI may be most beneficial for your business needs. Reflection questions. How can understanding the differences between generative and discriminative models influence your decision-making in AI-related projects? In what ways could your organization benefit from incorporating generative AI into its operations? What ethical considerations should you keep in mind when utilizing generative AI for content creation?